these movements can't simply happen on the internet through discussing ideas from one person at a computer to another person at a computer. I think that by itself, the ideas that are generated through the internet are very fleeting and aren't deep-rooted in some sense of community and connection to our brothers and sisters. And so it really does need to happen face-to-face with people, you know, your neighbors, those people around you. And I think, and that's exactly what, again, Occupy was about. It was actual people coming together trying to figure this thing out. And so, yeah, I think that therein lies the key, our communal power. And so how do we do that without the state, without those who are at the top pushing us back down again? And that's the predicament that we find ourselves in. Occupy, again, was very amazing. So how do we keep that flourishing? Where did Occupy go wrong, and how can we learn from that?
Well, I've suggested meeting regularly, like the meetup to get Howard Dean elected. Folks were committed to that. But the problem is that this has not been legitimated. And so I do feel what you're saying, D-Way.
What hasn't been legitimated?
Our right to talk about an alternative operating system to hierarchy. The notion that force is not needed for us to organize our lives, that there is not anything, literally nothing is holding us back but ideas, and that it is those ideas we have to start scrutinizing, putting on the table and asking ourselves, are they true? So I believe there has to be a narrow focus that folks can get a handle on. And ultimately, I think that will be a mass movement to end wage work, because it's very focused and narrow and clear and is something that everybody can vibe with, ultimately, because I think people want that. But what is not clear is, if we all withheld our labor, how would the mail get delivered? Well, I think in a transitional period, we would all be talking with each other, and those who deliver the mail would probably go ahead and do it.